talk about Jesus. Let all the world proclaim the power and majesty of such a wondrous name. The babe of Bethlehem, the bright and morning star. Let's sing his praises near and far. Oh, let's talk about Jesus. The bread of life is he, the Savior of the world, that man of Galilee, the prophet, priest, and king. The mighty God is he, the well of living water free. And let's talk about Jesus, the Prince of Peace is he, the great physician too, down through all history. The lily pure and white, the rose of Sharon fair, the shepherd of such tender care. Let's talk about Jesus, the rock of ages he, the lamb for sinners slain, that man of Galilee, the great Emmanuel, the word of God sublime. He is our bridegroom, so divine. Let's sing that last verse. Let's talk about Jesus, the rock of ages he, the lamb for sinners slain, that man of Calvary, the great Emmanuel, the word of God sublime. He is our bridegroom, so divine. I'm a new creation, I'm a brand new man. Hallelujah. Old things are passed away, I've been born again. I'm more than a conqueror, yes, that's what I am. I'm a new creation, I'm a brand new man. Oh, I'm a new creation, I'm a brand new man. Old things are passed away, I've been born again. I'm a brand new man. Hallelujah. We're so glad that he's made us a new creature in him. Amen. All things are passed away when you're in Christ. Let's all stand as Brother Terrence comes this morning as we sing that once more. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and hope you come expecting for God to move and do something for all your needs we have. We have so many needs among us, but we have a God that can meet every need. We just need to put our faith in his word. Amen. I'm a new creation, I'm a brand new man. I'm a new creation, I'm a brand new man. Old things are passed away, I've been born again. Hallelujah. creation. I'm a brand new man.
Amen. Good morning. Glad to see everyone with us this morning. Go over a request we have here. Remember Lisa, she's at home sick. Anna and Richard, I thought I seen Abby and them come in, but they was kind of had some problems this morning, so remember them. And remember Wade and Dad are traveling this morning up in Kentucky, Illinois area. Let's see. Sister Susan gave me one, says, please pray for Eric Bindle. He has staph infection in his eye and on his face. And doctor did a CAT scan and found a small aneurysm. So just remember that young fellow there. Brother Donnie gave me one, says, please pray for Henry Edwards. He's a two-month-old with encephalitis. So remember that little baby. Rebecca Atkins said, Brother Al, his blood sugar dropped to 47 yesterday, and they had to call the EMTs, and they got it up, but he's very weak. So Sister Anna and Brother Al, I'm sure, are home watching in. Just give him strength to build up, get his strength back. Also, Brother Samson Shetty sent us a request. I won't read it all, but it's a brother that he knows that's been diagnosed with liver cancer. So remember him with a special prayer. And it could be this brother here that we're praying for. I'm not sure, but just remember them all. Lord knows who they are and what the needs are in those situations. Remember Brother Douglas will be preaching this morning and this afternoon, so remember him. Keep him in your prayers as we pray. I know we all have unspoken requests. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for letting us come out this morning. Lord, be with the ones that are traveling still on the highways, wherever they may be today. Come down, bless them, be with them, and guide them. Be with our brother Douglas will be preaching this morning, Lord. Just be with him and bless him. Give him strength, Lord, and give us also strength that we have the right attitude to listen to what's being said. Lord, there are many sick. Remember Lisa and Richard and Anna and Lord Berlau and Lord, many other ones that was mentioned here today, Lord. Ones with liver cancer that we have mentioned, and Lord. Just come down and bless them today and be with them and guide them. Lord, be with us the rest of the service. And most of all, you forgive us for all of our sins. We love you for your many blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You be seated.
Only believe. Yes, only believe. Only believe. For all things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. For all things are possible. Only believe. In prisoner's chains with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas prayed all night, and in their pain began to sing. Chains were loose and they were free. Oh, just bless his name this morning. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you your name. I bless your name. Some midnight hour, if you should find, we've all been there, you're in a and praise. Reach out and praise. Defy those chains and they will fall in Jesus' name. Let's just praise Him. Oh, I bless Your name. I bless Your name. I give You honor. I give You all my praise. You are the life, the truth, the way. I bless Your name. I bless Your name. Let's sing that chorus once more. I bless Your name. I bless Your name. I give You honor. I give You praise. You are the life, the truth, the way. I bless Your name. I bless Your name. Hallelujah. We just praise His name. Whatever situation we're in, just start praising Him and you'll see the whole atmosphere change. Amen. Brother David, would you come this morning as we take up the tithes and offering? Let's turn to page 87 in the Spiral Songbook, if you have it near you. Say, if you're in Christ, when He calls, you'll come forward. Amen. He calls our name. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of the earth shall gather on the other shore, and the roll is caught up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, when the roll is caught up yonder, when the roll is caught up yonder, when the roll is caught up yonder, yonder I'll be there. And on that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise and the glory of His resurrection share, when His chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the sky and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, when the is caught up yonder, when the roll is caught up yonder, when the roll is caught up yonder, when the roll is caught up yonder, I'll be there. So let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all His wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done and the roll is caught up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, when the roll is caught up yonder, when the roll is caught up yonder, when the is caught up yonder, when the roll is caught up yonder, I'll out up yonder. Window Rose is caught up yonder. Window Rose is caught up yonder. Window Rose is caught up yonder. I'll be there. And touching Jesus is all that really matters, and your life will never be the same. And there is only one way to touch Him. Just believe when you call on His name. Oh, touching Jesus is all that really matters, and your life will never be the same. For there is only one way to touch Him. Just believe when you call on His name. Amen. Hallelujah. Just touching Jesus, one touch for that faith that you can project to Him. He'll meet all your needs. Brother Collie, would you like to come this morning for the Bible responsive reading? Let's all stand as Brother Collie makes his way this morning up here. Let's sing that once more. Touching Jesus is all that really matters, and your life will never be the same. There is only one way to touch Him. Just believe when you call on His name.
Amen. Blessing to touch Him, to know that He touches you. God is so great unto us. So just let us surrender our heart to Him as often as we can. Amen. We're going to read this morning from Psalm 49. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're ever grateful and thankful. We're ever mindful, Lord, of the many blessings that you give unto us. We just ask you to give us strength and to guide and lead us into all truth and understanding, Father, for we often fail. But Lord, you pick us up, God, and we thank you for it. We thank you to guide us into light where there's darkness, Father, and just be ever be with us. Teach us always to have love in our hearts, one to another. God, we don't worry about who loves us. We just have you, to the Lord, to love us. And let us walk before you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Psalm 49. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, ye inhabitants of the world.
Both low and high, rich and poor, together.
My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding.
I will incline my ears to a parable. I will open my dark saying unto the heart.
Wherefore shall I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heel shall compass me about?
They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches.
None of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give God a ransom for him.
for the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceases forever.
That he should still live forever and not see corruption.
For he seeth that wise men die, likewise the fool and the brutish person perish, and leave their wealth to others.
Thy inward thought is that their house shall continue forever, and their dwelling place to the generation. They call their lands after their own names.
Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like the beasts that perish.
This their way is their folly, yet the prosperity approve their saying, Selah.
Like sheep they are laid in the grave, death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall be seen in the grave from their dwelling.
But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me, Selah.
Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased.
For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him.
Though while he lived, he blessed his soul, and men will praise thee, when thou doest well to thyself.
He shall not go to generation of his father. They shall never see light. Man that is in order and understandeth not is like the beast that perishes. Amen. God bless you. May be seated.
Amen. That scripture where it says, God shall redeem my soul from the power of the grave, and he shall receive me. Reminds me of where Paul said, death, where is thine sting, and grave, where is thy victory? Amen. We have the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let's turn to page 244. As the Sunday school classes make their way up here this morning. Be happy in the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints arise, headed for the Jubilee yonder in the skies. Song with them we shall be, praising Christ through the ages, heaven jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning. Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me. Joy is there to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, headed for the Jubilee yonder in the sky. Change with them to be all the living sainted ones fly to the Jubilee. Singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join the song, with them we shall be. Praising Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee. Let's all stand. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on that happy morning when we all risen in Christ, but I tell you that what a resurrection that morning will be, but what a resurrection this is in His Word. Amen. Let's go ahead and change the order of the service. Our brother Richard Douglas comes this morning. I tell you, many years ago when I met Brother Douglas, one thing that really stood out to me was he always said, Jesus loves you and I love you too. That's such a comfort to know that we can love by Him loving us. We didn't know what love was until He started to love us first, right? We came in contact with His love. Amen. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. Oh, Jesus, I want to see You. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. Jesus, I want to see You.
shining in the light of your glory. So pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
Amen. Amen. Ain't that our whole purpose today? To see Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. If you stay around for a minute, I'm going to sing a song. Amen. If you don't mind, you can be seated. Amen. I'm going to try to sing a song. Try to sing a song. Amen. Let's see what's... Amen. We're a little nervous, so maybe this will relax me a little bit. It's good to see you, man. Amen. Amen. Here sometimes my load seems so hard to carry, when it seems in all my work I've tried, well, I've tried so hard and I've been such a failure. Lord, whatever I do, Lord, whatever I say, just keep me sanctified. Lord, keep me sanctified when the storm clouds gather, when the battle gets rough and the way seems so hard. And I've tried so hard, and I've been such a failure. Lord, whatever I do, Lord, whatever I say, just keep me sanctified. When the messenger came to Job one evening, and he said to him, all your children have died. And I heard Job say, though he slay me, yet I trust him. And he lost everything he ever had gained, but he stayed sanctified. Lord, keep me sanctified when the storm clouds gather, when the battle gets rough and the way seems so hard, and I've tried so hard and I've been such a failure. Lord, whatever I do, Lord, whatever I say, just keep me sanctified. When my life down here on earth has ended, and I rest forever by my Savior's side, I'll praise his name forever and ever, for the way that he always stood by me and kept me sanctified. Lord, keep me sanctified when the storm clouds gather, when the battle gets rough and the way seems so hard, and I've tried so hard and I've been such a failure. Lord, whatever I do, Lord, whatever I say, just keep me sanctified. Amen. Ain't that your desire? Amen. I tell you one thing I can say about him. He sure has kept us. Amen. He said he was ever present help in the time of need. Boy, if we ever need him, we need him now. Amen. The most wickedest hour man's ever known. Satan's on the rampage, but God's on the move. Amen. We sure appreciate the opportunity. Brother Tim sends his greetings. My pastor, Brother Tim Hume, sends his greetings to the church, his love and appreciation. And we sure appreciate y'all for giving us the opportunity. Amen. You put on the gift, you won't be disappointed in the gift. Amen. You pray I'll pray me out and you pray me up. Amen. Amen. We believe that. I'm so thankful for that. God gives us a great escape. Let's stand for the reading of his word. Let's turn over to Galatians chapter 6. It's a little simple thought. You all know how I am. I'm just me. I can't be anybody else. I don't ever try. I just be what God made me. And he made me this way. I'm satisfied. Amen. Because he made me that way. That's why I'm satisfied. Amen. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. It says, let's just start right here at verse 6 then. He said, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all things, in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh, of flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit, shall the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Let us pray. Father, Lord Jesus, it's your turn now, Lord. I've done all a man can do, Lord. I've done all a man can say now. Father, I give myself completely to you, Lord, that you might come now, Lord, and minister to your children, Lord. Take your gift, Lord God. Father, Lord, may we all get into that same spiritual harmony, Lord, to receive from you, Lord. And may there be a testimony upon every heart and upon every lip, Lord. This morning as the service would end, did not our hearts burn within us as you spoke to us along the way, Lord? Now you speak to us, Lord, and we'll be so quick to give you the praise, honor, and glory. For we ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Amen. I want to talk about be not weary in well-doing. Amen. You know, we see here that sometimes we don't realize that we know that Satan, he's not, after we come up and matured in God and come to maturity as we should as Christians, we see that it's not that he's trying to get us to do bad things, because he's not going to get us to do that. He knows that's not going to trick us no more, Brother Donnie. He knows that's not going to be one of his tactics he's going to be able to use. But he'll try to wire you out in doing good. He'll try to get you going to do this and going to do that. And he's trying to wear you down to where you get to the place where you just can't function anymore. And I believe that's what we suffer from a lot of times. It's not that we're sinning. It's just that sometimes we don't take time to read our Bible and pray like the prophet said. We don't take time to fellowship with God like we should. We don't come into his presence like we should. We don't receive from him like we should. And we get weak. Just like your cell phone, if you don't charge it back up, it ain't going to run. It won't run forever. You can run for a while, but you can't go run always, because you always got to have that source, and that source is Jesus Christ. And Paul is letting us know here that we shall reap if we faint not. It's a reward. See, sometimes Satan gets us caught up in everything else, with this problem and that problem and this going on here and this going on in the church. And sometimes we get caught up in where this one's not growing up as fast as the other one does. And it wires us out. But what it is, Satan is trying to wire us out. All we have to do is just to be patient, and because God is still in control. He's still the great shepherd. He's still over everything. We're not in control. All we are is service to him. And if we'll just stay in tune with God and let him take care of everything, and let us just keep the right mental attitude toward every divine promise, that God is able to give us what we have need of in the time of trouble. And we're living in a time of trouble, and you know, we see that God has given us the ability to overcome these things. And Paul is letting us know that we need to recognize that everything we do, Brother Donnie, everything we do for him, we get a reward. He gave me eternal life and he gave me a reward for accepting it. He gave me faith to believe it and he gave me a reward for accepting it. Everything has come from him, and what is the paradox about it is that he gave it to us, brothers and sisters, and he's rewarding us for us using it for his glory. I mean, it's the greatest benefit a Christian could have. Is to have that, that God has given us something of himself, and then he gives us a reward for obeying him. For obedience is better than sacrifice. And sometimes Satan tries to get us to sacrifice more than we obey. And it won't work. But God is able to give us the ability to balance this thing to where we can work for God and not get worried. Don't get worrisome, because where there is no virtue in weariness. And he, you know, we get to, maybe we're getting to do so much of one thing and it overpowers us. Sometimes maybe we're having trouble on our job or in our house or many things, and we get too focused on that and we don't get focused enough on the solution that God is able to do whatever he said he would do. And we realize that Paul said that he that hath begun a good work will finish it. And he wants to wear us down. What did it say over in the book of Daniel? Said, what was Satan going to do? He said he was going to wear the saints down. That was his goal. He knows he's not going, he can take away, can't take away your eternal life, but he's trying to hinder you from receiving the full benefits that God has for me and you. And we ought not to get weary, because Paul said there's going to be a reward. And he warned us here, if you're sowing to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. So if you're sowing to the things of the world, if your mind is so caught up in the things around you instead of the things that God is doing, you're going to get weary. Look at the world. They have appeal for everything. They have appeal to wake up. They have appeal to go to bed. They have appeal to be happy. They have appeal to be calm. But let me tell you, the Holy Ghost has everything that we have need of. And he's an ever-present help in the time of need. We know that we are meeting these evils, and that Satan is trying to get us to faint in doing the work of God. He's trying to get us to, he's not trying to get us to stop from doing, but he's trying to keep us from doing it in the order that God has ordained to do. We're supposed to pray and read our Bible, but we can just continue to study. Brother Brown said, we can study too much. We can fellowship too much. He said, but we can never pray too much, Brother Louise. And I believe that's the key to a Christian life, is your fellowship, your connection with Jesus Christ. And as long as we have that connection with God, then we'll be able to go through these things. It's not that we're not going to be tempted. It's not that we're not going to be tried. It's not that we're not going to go through hardships. But he's saying, don't be weary. Right. The same God that called you will perform the work that you have need of in your life to the end. Yeah. You just be happy that what he's done for you. And Brother Brennan said, we got to come to the place. He said, I'm at the place now in my walk with God. He said, if he gave me what I deserve and sent me to hell, I would still love him, because that's what I deserve. And when we come to that place, no matter what happens, God is still in control and he's still going to help me in the time of trouble. He said, when the enemy would come in like a flood, he'd raise up a standard against him, and that standard is his word. We have to meet these evils with love. Brother Brown said, love defeats Satan. Not even the devil himself can stand before perfect love. We gotta put forth love to one another. He said, how do you know you're my disciples? Because you have love one for another. We realize that there's a reward for those things if we come over for that. He said, if we faint not, we see that we have an abundant encouragement that what you're doing for the Lord, there's going to come a reaping time. It might not come up when we expect it, brother, but it's coming up. He said, Paul said, one soweth, one waters, Brother Terrence. He said, but God is the only one that can bring the increase. We have to wait upon the Lord of the harvest to bring the increase. Because he was going to receive the glory for bringing the life to every heart and every son and every daughter of God. We have a reward. He rewards me just for loving him. He rewards me for praising Him. He rewards me for praying to Him. He rewards me for giving. It's a reward, win, win, win. It's never a lose situation with Jesus Christ. It's always a win. Whatever you do for Him, He's, if we take one step toward Him, He's taking threes toward us. So don't let it wear us out. Satan said, I'm going to wear you out. But you know what the prophet said? You can wear him out by keep believing in God's word. Keep standing upon it. He said, even when you're sick, sometimes I've been through a lot of sickness. I didn't understand, but you know what? God said, just keep on pressing. I'm still the Lord thy God that healeth thee. I'm still your deliverer. I'm still your Lord. I'm still your Savior. I am still the one that created you. I'm the one that's able to keep you. I'm the one that called you. It was not Satan. I called you. You didn't call me. Oh, my, hallelujah. Glory be to God. So just don't faint. Don't doubt His grace. Don't doubt His mercy. Will you go get my sweat rag, Brother Aaron? Laying in there. Don't doubt His mercy. Don't doubt it. He's telling us. He is telling us. Do you mind if I just use some scriptures this morning? And as we, he's letting us know, be courage. Be of good cheer, He told us. For it's the Father's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. He told Peter, He said, Peter, you're not helping your brothers. You're not helping your sisters right now. But when you're converted, you can strengthen them. That's what's wrong around a lot of times around the message. They've not been born again, so they cannot strengthen. How can you strengthen? How can I do something for you if I don't have it? If I give you a check and it ain't no money in the bank, what good is it? If I tell you something I don't have myself, what good am I doing you? But if I can impart what He's given me freely, He give to me freely, I give to you. That's why He told the lame man at the gate, He said, silver and gold do I have none, but such as I have, I give unto you. So that's what we see. That's how we strengthen. We're supposed to encourage one another. We're supposed to be, we're a many-membered body. And you know what? You can't be perfected without me. And I can't be perfected without you. So Brother Sir Arion, he preached the other week that being in perfection, pray for perfection. You know what? We ought to pray for perfection, not for ourselves only, but for others. Because a lot of times it's depending upon others getting to the place of the perfection for us to receive the rapture. We can't be so selfish, just pray for me, help me, Lord. And we need that, but we say, Lord, what about my brother? Right. What about my sister? Right. Lord, whatever they need. Right. Lord, and Paul said, I become weak that you might become strong. He said, I become all things to all men that I might win some to Christ. Yeah. Oh my. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's telling us, don't be weary. Don't worry. Satan's lying to you. He never told me the truth when I served him. You think he's going to tell me the truth now? Everything that Brother Brown said, everything he said is a lie. He said, whatever he tells you, you take the exact opposite and believe that. He tells me all the time, I ain't going to make it. And I said, praise God, I thank you for telling me I am. He said, there's no way, there's nobody going to make it. I said, praise God, I know we are because the word said we was. Who are you to tell the word what it's going to do? He said, he sent forth his word and it healed them. That's what the preacher's doing. He's sending forth the word and it heals the people. When they hear the word of God and it becomes quickened in their heart, they receive it and say, that's me, Lord. I receive what you have for me. I'm not going to get weary no more, Lord. I'm not going to let these things wear me out. What I'm going to do is I'm going to keep faith in what you said. No matter what situation I'm in, he's still in control. No matter what situation America's in, he's still in control. Well, what about if you lose your job, son? He said, I'm still God. I'm still God. He said, David said, I was young once and I'm old now, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. He said, don't take no thought for tomorrow. I've got tomorrow covered. I've got the next day covered. I've got the next year of your life if we're here this much longer. I've got every part of your life, Brother Terrence, covered. You just trust in me. He's telling me, he's in on us. You just trust in me and don't worry about it. Don't let Satan try to deter your faith. That's why Jesus said, will the Son of Man find faith when he returns? Somebody believe in what the prophet brung. Somebody believe in what the Bible says.
Amen.
Yes, he will. You know why? Because God said so.
Right.
He said, this bride will not fail. Why not? Because she is a word bride.
Yes.
You cannot deceive her. She knows what the word is.
Right.
You couldn't deceive Jesus because he was the word.
Yes.
And she is him in female and bride form.
Right. Right.
She, all that he was, he poured into us.
That's
why he said, examine. Examine yourselves. And know whether you're in the faith or not. First of all, he said, if we're weary, I've got a special program for you then. What is it? Let's look over at this program over here in Matthew chapter 11. Let's look at the program he has for me and you. I love his programs, don't you?
Amen.
Hey, they're yay and yay and nay. He don't change the policy on us.
Hmm?
They always, all these politicians always talk about, well, we get this, you vote for me, you go, I'm going to do this for you, I'm going to do that for you. And they do nothing but pad their own pockets. But Jesus told me what he's going to do. And you know what? He's never lied to me, Brother Chan. He's never told me a lie. He's done just exactly what he said he would do. If I'll just be patient and wait on him, Brother Louise, he said, I'll fulfill it. Why? Because he said, I cannot lie. I'm not mocked, he said. You can't, I won't be mocked.
Amen.
Whatever I tell you, I'm going to do.
Right.
Nothing can hinder me from fulfilling my word.
Right.
He said, let there be light, and there was. But Brent said it may have been millions of years, but he knew it was coming. He didn't worry about it.
Right.
Satan probably ever tell him, look, oh, you said it's going to be light. Look, it's still dark. Ain't nothing happened. Still bad. He said, I said, let there be. And it happened. So we have to be patient with God and know that he is able to give us. First of all, he says, let's, all right, if you're feeling a little weary this morning, let's go and see what the doctor has prescribed for us this morning. Matthew chapter 11, let's read verses 28 through 30. Then he says, come unto me. Oh, what a beautiful thing. He didn't say, go on down there to the psychiatrist now. He didn't say, I know we go to the pastor. He didn't say, go on down to the deacon.
Right.
He said, come to me.
Right.
That's what the problem, I believe, a lot of times is, brother, is we don't come to him.
Right.
He's asked us, come directly. Come to me.
Yeah.
Come to me.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm your God. I'll know every solution to your problem.
Right.
He's affirmed of it. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor. He's letting you know that I'll see your labor. I'm still going to give you a reward, but your labor, sometimes your labor's going to feel like it's too much for you because you hadn't had a connection with me like you've not prayed like you should. But don't get weary. Just come to me.
Amen.
All you that are weary, heavy laden. Huh? He said, and I will give you what? Food stamps. A check. I'll give you a hug. He said, I'll give you rest.
Amen.
I'll give you rest for your soul. Oh my. He's not promising you those things. He's going to feed you. He's going to do it, but he said, I'll give you rest. What greater thing can he give us, Sister Dale, than rest? He said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Boy, I tell you, Brother Don, ain't nothing like his rest. You can't find a sleeping pill like he's got. You can't find rest for your soul. There's not a value for that kind of rest. There's not a Xanax that'll help you on that one. But he'll give you peace. You can lay down your head and you wake up the next day and you don't have to worry about it. He said, I got it. I like what Brother Brown said. He said, he talked to a sister. He said, sister, how do you stay so young? Look at Brother Louise. He ain't aged. This is the first time I ever met him. He don't worry. He can't worry and look like that. Huh? We can take that. You don't worry. And the brother here, they know you. I tell you, I believe me and Brother Aaron's one aging. You know? Maybe it's because of carrying such a big burden. But we was ordained to carry this. You know? I couldn't carry your load and you can't carry mine. Amen. But he said, he talked to this sister and he said, she was like in her 70s. And he said, sister, how do you do it? Said, your hair ain't gray. You ain't got no wrinkles. You raised all these kids. Now you got these grandkids. And it looks like nothing's going on. Look at Sister Dale. She still looks like she did the first time I met her. And look, but he said, how do you do that, sister? She said, you know, when I give my heart to Jesus at 16, she said, I put my confidence in him and said, he's never let me down. And I've never worried one time. Whew. Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't worry. He's got it. He's got it. He's already won it. He said, because I overcome, you'll overcome. Why? Because you're in me. And I'm in you. And greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. I like what Brother Bill Paul said about his daddy. He said, you know what I admired about my dad? He said, my dad always had, he was under control under any circumstance that went on because he trusted in God. That's all we have to do. Trust him. Come unto me. Come unto me. All ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. He said, take my yoke, not your yoke. Huh? I've got your yoke, Donnie. Donnie Fogelson, I got you. You just take my yoke. Don't worry about your yoke. I got your yoke. I got it at Calvary. I got you covered. You just take mine. What I give to you, you take it. Take my yoke. It's easy. People complain about God's yoke. And he gave you the easy yoke. I said, you want what he really could give you? I said, no, you don't want what he could give us, Sister Dale. He said, I'm giving you my yoke. I've done took your yoke. I carried it on the cross to Calvary. So I'm giving you my yoke. And it's easy. See, we need to be rehearsed these things. You come, Peter said, I didn't come to bring something strange, but I come to stir up your pure mind by way of remembering what God has promised to us. To tighten us up a little bit. Sometimes our boat gets a little loose and he has to bring the evangelist, the ratchet, to tighten us up. We're wobbling a little bit. But he's letting us know. For my yoke is easy. So, oh Lord, I just can't bear these burdens. He said, my burden's light. And it's like the man said, he had a dream. He said, I was always complaining about, Lord, you give me too big of a cross. This cross is too much for me. Lord said, all right, come here. Took him in a little room. He said, set your cross down right here. Let's walk down through. He took him through all kinds of different shapes, sizes of cross. The man went there. He said, you see any? He said, man, I don't want any of them. Walked back to there. He didn't realize. He went back. He said, I'll take that little bitty one right there. He said, that's the one I give you. A lot of times we say, well, Lord, I want another cross, and we see what other crosses we could have. And then we go back and we realize, hey, I'll take the little one. He said, that's the one I give you. All these are mine. Huh? My burden's easy. And my burden is light for you. My yoke is easy. He's telling us, accept my invitation. I'm better than any psychologist. Better than any, I got you. You'll be all right. Everything's going to be all right. He says, take my yoke upon you. And I've skipped verse 29. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn what I can do. Understand. Get the revelation of what I've done for you. What I'm going to finish doing in you. For what I've said I'll do. Learn of me. Learn that I'm not weak. I didn't get weary. I didn't get wore down. I wore Satan down. I'm the one that took his keys. He didn't take mine. I stripped him for you. I've got the keys and he's jangling them. He can't lock you up no more. He don't have possession of you anymore. You're mine. I paid for you. I took you out of the pawn shop. I have the receipt for your soul. You'll never be pawned again. Hallelujah. Because I am that I am has come down. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Learn of me. For I'm meek. I'm not a bully. I'm not like Satan. I'm meek. I speak to you in a soft voice. Oh, I love that still small voice, brothers and sisters. If something's going on in here, speak. It's going to be all right. I got you. I said, oh, Lord, I ain't got to worry. You got it, Lord. Our problem is we put our hands on it. And then we wonder why God's not doing anything. It's because our hands is in it. He said, I'll put my hands in it. I like what he told me. I said, you know, my daughter, she's out in the world, and you know, she went out and left and that, but told me up, Brother Louis, I was so tore up, Brother Donnie. I said, oh, because I didn't want her to go through what I went through. Tried to tell her I went through, you know, and she was determined to do that. And, oh, I so tore up. Brother Terrence tore me up. I just all tore up. I got weary. I was wore down. I was praying. I said, oh, God, crying and weeping, God have mercy. Lord, please do something. He said, you've been trying to do something for a long time. You didn't accomplish it. He said, now take your hands off. Take your hands off. My turn. I said, Jesus, it's your turn. Man, a peace come over me. They said, well, look, she don't look like she's doing no better. I said, praise God. He said, it's my turn. He knows what to do. He knows how to get me. I even said, hey, I'll never go to a church again. He said, I'll make you a liar. Amen. He made me a liar, but Louise. He'll make you a liar. If you're not what he's doing, what he says do, he'll make you a liar. He said, every man's word's a lie and mine's the truth. I said, just listen, Brother Richard. Said, okay, whatever you say, Lord, I'll go ahead and do it. But I had to get a few knots on my head. And they're real hard to, they're just now healing, you know. That was a rough road, but he's just telling us, accept my invitation. You're having problems. You're going through this, just come to me. I got it. I'll sit down and talk to you soft, and I'll get it. Oh man, I'll work it out. Just trust me. Believe in me. I'm more than able. I've already done it. And you're going to overcome too because I did. That's why you're going to overcome. Even Paul realized, he said, he causeth me to triumph. It ain't how powerful Brother Donnie is. It ain't how powerful Brother Terrence is. It's him. Every trial and every heartache, brother, we go through, he caused me to win. Satan said, the man slayed me and he didn't do nothing. He killed me. I thought I had him, and all of a sudden, here I'm laying in the dust. I had him in the greatest hole I knew. I had him in the choke hole. He wasn't going to get loose. Then I wake up in the dust, Satan says. What happened? My father come in. My heavenly father come down and said, that's it. I only allow you to do so much. You'll not destroy my children. Remember what he told him? He said, go ahead. Do what you want to do to Job. Don't take his life. Why? Because he is the one under the authority of life. Oh my. He said, do whatever you want to, but you can't touch his life. Because he's mine. Oh, I'll make him curse you. Just let me touch him. And Satan's waiting on him. Waiting on us to turn and walk away. That's his purpose, is to try to get me and you to turn and walk away. Or deny the word. But he's failing. Because the closer we get to the end, the stronger we get. The more and more the word, Brother Louis, is coming alive to us. I'm seeing what Brother Manum meant when he said the Bible has become a new book. I can't even open it up now and see things I've read for years and they just jump at me. I'm like, wow, Lord, have I been spiritually blind. But it wasn't time. He said, it's my time. I used to go to my pastor. I said, Brother Tim, because you know, I did so much drugs and I shouldn't even have a mind at all, which that's good. God, give me his. He didn't need mine. So he had, but you know, and I couldn't read and couldn't do those things, brothers. And I had trouble with all those things. And I'd go to my pastor. I'd be crying. I said, this don't seem like I'm getting it, Brother Louis. He said, it'd be all right, Brother Richard. He said, just keep putting it in there. Keep putting it in there. I like what Brother Carroll told me. He said, no input, no output. And see, Satan wants you to get worried and putting the input in there because we're putting it in there, Brother Terrence. But when it's his time, it comes out. I seen it come out and I said, man, I didn't know that was in me. I know that wasn't me. That had to be him. You go to witness to somebody and boom, 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 boom. What is this? Him. He said, take no thought for I'll speak for you. I've seen him do it. He's speaking. I'm like, I'd just be in my mouth. I know it was my mouth, my voice, but I said, I know that's not me. Right. Same way with preaching. I know that's not me. Right. If it's not me, I'd still be in the office. I'd say, Aaron, you do it. But he said, I'll do it. I'll speak through you. Just come on. Just relax. That's right. Don't be so nervous. Don't worry yourself out. I'm in control. I got it. Everything happens to you, I've ordered it. And it's all for your good. And Satan can't do nothing to you. If he ain't, if he's trying to do something to you and he ain't got the authority, you got the right to run him off. And if he does, say, the footsteps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. I'm walking because I'm being led by the Spirit. It says sons and daughters are led by the Spirit of God. You would have never thought the Spirit of God would have led Jesus into the wilderness after 40 days of fasting. Going in there, the weakest point he'd ever been. Bring him in there. And Satan didn't send an imp after him. Satan said, I'm going for him this time. I got him. I got him. He didn't get him. He didn't get him. And he could use his power on him, but he didn't use his power. He said, it's also written. That's a pretty good quote, Satan. That didn't even stagger me. But I know it did some of my children. But you wait till this end time bride, you won't even faze her. She's going to be so much like me, it's going to scare you to death. But I said, when we recognize who we are and get in our position, and he said, Satan will become powerless. Powerless. That's why he's trying to keep us all tore up, all worked up, all wore down. Because he knows if we ever get a hold of it like we should, which we will, it's coming more and more each day. It's coming. We're coming to that maturity. Hey, I don't fall for things like I used to. Oh, I've seen that before. Satan said, oh, I won't be able to use that again on him. I said, it only worked one time. You don't have to keep falling in the same trap. He said, I'll take care of you. Don't get weary. I got a reward for you too. Satan says, Satan always tries to, oh man, you look at all this. You go out into the world, and you got all these things, this and you got that, and you'll be popular and all this. He don't tell you, look at the reward I'm going to get. He don't pull back the curtain and show you hell. He don't show you, look at there. There's my reward. You know what? When God did that to me, Brother Terrence, when the Lord came to me, he showed me Calvary. He showed me eternal life. And then he pulled back the thing and let me see hell. And I said, I'll take Calvary. I'll take Calvary. Amen. I've never wanted to go anywhere like Brother Brown said. Once I got into this city of refuge, I never wanted to go back. I never had the desire to go back out there. He took the want to. They say, well, my friends tell me, said, Richard, how did you quit all that stuff? I said, I didn't. They said, oh yeah, you had to do something. I said, no, I didn't. All I did was believe God and he took it away. I didn't have to go to AA. I didn't have to go to a drug thing. I didn't go to rehab. I didn't have to go to a psychologist. I went to Calvary. I said, if you go to Calvary, he'll straighten it out. Amen. You go to Calvary. First thing you got to do is go to Calvary. Amen. Go to Calvary and he'll straighten it out. He tells you, when he shows you all these things, you're like, wow. Why was I so stupid? It's because Satan's a deceiver. He paints a pretty picture. He shows about, that's like I like Brother Brent said about smoking. The people smoke and he shows all these young, muscled up guys smoke. But he don't show you that guy that's idiot with cancer, don't even have a throat anymore. Or lungs are dying. He don't show you that. He don't show you that. He's showing you, oh man, look, you'll be, that's how he got me. Your friends is doing it. You'll be popular if you do it. He didn't tell me I was going to have trouble from doing it. Just the grace of God. He didn't kill me. Many it did, but it was the grace of God. Huh? It's the grace. He said, "Don't." That's why he tells me, don't be weary. I got you covered. Let's turn to Psalms 23, can we? You mind if I read a few scriptures this morning? Amen. Let's not hold you long. I ain't going to stay much longer. Amen. Psalms 23. Look at this. When you get this real revelation, a lot of people read this in the, and it's good for the, when we, at the funerals, but, it's more than a funeral. It's more than a funeral scripture. It's a scripture of life. Look at this. When you realize this, you can accept his pardon. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd." Whew. What more? What more could we want from him? When he gives us this, when we come make our petition known to him, we come to him and we ask whatever we need. He's telling you, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Whew. Not might. I'm not going to come up short. I'm not going to be a quarter too less. I'm going to be right there. He's going to give me just what I need when I need it. He said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. You think you just come into this message because it sounded good to you? Do you not realize that the shepherd laid you down in this message, the pastor? This message is a pastor. And the shepherd is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he laid you in it. You didn't by coincidence just stumble over into this. He led you over here and laid you down. And said, feed off of this and you'll be renewed in life. Oh my. Oh my. He made me, Brother Louise, lay down in this message. He made me to sit here. He ordained me for that, brothers and sisters. He promised this. Maketh me lay down. Whew, hallelujah, boy. If that don't light you, wood, it's wet. But let me tell you, just get a little holy roller in you this morning and roll on near the fire and you'll dry out. Then you'll get lit again. Amen. Oh, my. Maketh me. Look at that. He not only made me lay down in this message, but he's not going to just let me eat. He's going to give me some water. Look at this. He leadeth me beside still waters. You know, a sheep won't eat where the water's real fast and moving. He's real timid, the sheep is. He said, all right, you're worried. Now sit down right here. Look at this. Come on. Just drink. Don't worry about nothing bothering you. I got you. Just keep on drinking. Keep on consuming. Then we find ourselves mature. And we say, oh, man, look at here. Man. I'm growing now. Said, made. Look at that. Leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. In the time of trouble, Brother Donnie, when it looked like Satan had us. We was wore down. We was beat up. Looked like we was going to throw the towel in, Sister Dale. Guess what? He didn't give me a towel. Satan said, throw the towel in. I said, I never got one with the Holy Ghost. I can't throw something in I don't have. He said, quit. I said, how can I quit something I didn't start? I said, you're trying to be a psychologist. I'm a realist. I didn't start it. I can't stop it. All I got to do is stay in the program. And if I don't get in the program, he's got one of those little shockers. Called the five-fold ministry. Guess what? I get back in line. Hey, he knows how to keep us in line. He said, he restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. We was being led in the path of darkness, hell, and damnation. And now he's leading me and you in the path of righteousness. Why not trust the shepherd? Why not come to him with your problems? Why not come to him with your troubles? He said, just lay them down. Our problem is we lay them down, Brother Donnie, and we don't get them done when we want to, and we go back and pick them back up. I'm going to finish this. I guess God didn't have time. Oh, yeah, he's got time. He's waiting to see if you're going to leave it alone. Every time you go back, he's looking at you like, okay, you messed it up the first time. You're going to mess it up worse this time. How many times are you going to be a dummy? If you'll just trust me. He always tells us, just trust me, I've got it. He said, leads me into righteousness for his name's sake. He's not going to let you bring a disgrace on him. Even when the Brother Brent talked about that preacher that backslid, and he said, I'm not going to preach no more. I'm not going to do anything no more. He said, oh, brother, please don't do that. He said, the people, they don't listen. He got weary, brother. He said, I'm not going to serve God no more. So he got to drinking. He got to drinking. He got drunk and he got killed, Brother Terrence. People said, he went to hell, didn't he, Brother Brent? He said, oh, no. He said, God saying your servant wasn't going to serve him, so he took him. I don't want to be took like that. Whew. Hey, I want to have something to give him back for what he's given me. I don't want to hide my ushering. I said, look, Lord, I got this. Foolish man. Where's my ushering? Have you not tried to talk to people? Have you not tried to witness? Have you not tried to give what I give to you free? Even the man, he told him, he said, you could just put it back in the bank and at least got double, two. He didn't even try. He just sat around there on his do nothing. That's why a lot of Christians just ain't going to do nothing. God's got it. I ain't doing nothing. You got something to do too. Yes. Right. You know how the service is a success? You've been praying. You've been reading, you've been saying, God, help that man to speak to me because I need you to speak to me. I was in Wednesday night and I was, had something on my mind. I'd been praying about it really hard, Brother Donnie. And guess what? A man from the Philippines comes up and he preaches just what I've been praying about. And I sat there and cried through the whole service. I said, oh God, you're so mindful of me. But you gotta be prepared. Why did God do that? Cause I was praying. I was asking. I was communicating to him, brother. And he said, well, I didn't get nothing out of service. Did you put anything in it? Huh? He said, well, I didn't get what I expected. Well, what did you expect? You got to expect something. You got to put something in it. It's more than looking like a deer in a headlight. You could win a reward for that. When they shine the light on me. Ah. You're going to jail, boy. Ah. Ooh. And I wasn't even one that done it. I was just associated. Oh, man. They'd be waving at me while I was riding off. And I'd say, hey, what's wrong with this deal? But you look guilty. I said, because I look like the biggest redneck. I'm the one that's guilty, and they're the one that done it. He said, but you look guilty. I said, but you let the guilty one leave, and you're getting me. But the Lord worked out, I didn't get in trouble, but it still wasn't no fun. And then sometimes I was guilty. And they were still waving at me. I said, hey, what's wrong with this? You're supposed to be my friend, and you're letting me go to jail. That's the way the devil is. He'll tell you, go rob a bank, give the man across the street a quarter to call the law on you. Satan tell me to go do it, and then my friends would go call the police on me. Right. He's driving. He shouldn't be driving. That's the way it is. But Jesus is not that way. Amen. He said, just come to me. I'll clean your slate. I'll pardon you. Though your sins is like scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. I'm going to make it easy for you. God, I'm glad he did. I'm glad I didn't have to go to Bob Jones University to be a Christian. I'd have never made it. They'd have kicked me out of the first day. Well, we got a real dummy here. That's all right, though. But you know what? Brother Brown said he spoke the commas man's language where me and you would understand it. He made it. Brother Brown even told the preachers, if we're just supposed to push faith, then why did Brother Brown tell the preachers? He said, take this message, didn't he? And you break it down. Amen. And you feed it to the children. Amen. I've never seen a tape break nothing down. Right. I've seen the Holy Ghost show me what the tape was saying. But that wasn't the tape. That was God doing it. No, hey, I listen to tapes. I'm not saying you shouldn't listen to tape. We ain't never stopped. But it's not going to take the premise of the fivefold ministry. When he said he gave gifts unto men, that was not Brother Bram said that. And Brother Bram backed that up. He said, I gave gifts unto men, and that's some apostles, some prophets, some teachers, some evangelists, some pastors. For what? The perfecting of the saints. Without that, how are you going to get perfected? You might have a lot up here, but unless it's quickened down here, you're just going to be a big-headed dummy. I mean, it's hard, but it's true. I'm just plain. I mean, I'm just a country boy. That's all I know. Plain language like everybody else does. Let's just be plain. Hey, he said, ever learning, never coming to the knowledge of the truth. That's what we got. That's what the problem is around the message. People ever learn, but they never come to the revelation of it. They can quote it. They can recite the Bible, but it's not been quickened to them. They don't have the love to present it the right way. But we got a lot of warlords around the message. You do it my way, or you ain't going to heaven. I said, well, I'll do it Jesus' way. Well, wait a minute. He called me to tell you what to do. No. I only follow you as you follow Christ. You get to go on your path. You just keep on walking. I'm going to keep following Jesus. I see him. That's what we got to do. Keep our eyes on Jesus. Peter did good until he took his eyes off Jesus. He looked at his troubles. Oh, I can't believe I'm walking. Why not he bid you come? Quit worrying about what you're walking on and just keep on walking. Don't you know that every time you take a step, it's a possession? Right. You're stepping on the devil's head, every wave, every demon, every devil, every power. You're taking control. Right. Oh, my. Yes, hallelujah. Amen. We just keep on walking. Keep on walking. Don't look at you. That problem. That wasn't no problem. The waves didn't fall. It didn't faze Jesus. And he said, come. And did he ever lie to Peter? Did he ever tell him? And he looked down and said, oh, lost his faith. He got weary. He was well doing too because it was a bid from the master, brother. He was bidded to come. He was ordained to do that, Brother Terrence. But he got worried about what was under his feet. Oh. Went like me. They said, can you swim, Brother Richard? Like a rock. I said, I can't breathe underwater. I don't have no gills. I said, so I'm not made for the water. If he tells me to walk on it, I'm going to walk on it. Because if I go down, I'm not coming up. So if I fall in the boat, if I'm fishing with you out of the boat, so I'll see you over there, brother. That's what Brother Jewel told me. Toodaloo. He said, if you fall in, toodaloo. He said, you're not taking me with you. I said, that'll be all right, Brother Jewel. I'll see you on the other side. Truth's truth. Hey, I appreciate God. I appreciate what he does for us. He restores my soul. I'm thankful for that. He restores it. God, Satan can never take away, demolish God's plan. See, what the palmer worm, the canker worm, destroy. I restore. What Satan's trying to keep destroyed is the fellowship, Sister Dale. That's the fellowship one another. Because Satan knows if we ever come together like we should, he's going to be powerless. That's why he keeps this little bitty, well, I got this little, lay that down. Brother Bam said, I'll be so glad when we lay down our little penny any differences. Nothing, just terminology. You can say term different than Brother Louise and people have problems with it. Saying the same thing, just terminology. Because people don't have the Holy Ghost. When I hear somebody explain it the other way, I say, well, same thing. I believe he's just got more light or he don't have as much light. They steal my brother. It's just saying, well, I'm cutting him off. He's going to hell because he don't believe like me. Well, you might be there and he'll be in heaven. Because he had the right attitude. Remember Brother Brown visit the man supposed to be believing the Holy Ghost, supposed to be a Pentecostal preacher? He said, man, that guy didn't have it. He had such a rotten attitude. He said, what, that little old Baptist man? He said, that little old Baptist man, so sweet. He said, you know what? He said, you know what, Brother Brown? He said, you know, he said, I'll be so glad when we all come together in love. He said, that man had something. He said, the other guy didn't have nothing. All he had was a bunch of head knowledge. Your heart. Not your cart. Your heart. You can have your cart full and your heart empty. Hey, man, we'll be full. We'll be full. Look at what Paul said in Hebrews 6, verse 10. He said, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work. He ain't forgot you, Brother Donnie. Because you're doing good. He ain't forgot it. We think we do it. You know how, you know what the great thing I always like? When you do something, my dad would tell me, brother, I know Brother Terrence, your dad like that too, and he'd give you chores you do around the house. And when you do it, and you do it right, dad would come to you and say, boy, I'm proud of you. Why don't we just do it to make him proud instead of making him turn his face from us because we won't listen to him? He said, just, you ought to be happy to serve him. People say, I hear people all around the message. I'm fixing clothes. I hear people all around the message. They always complain. This complaint, Brother Terrence, they say, man, there's so many do's and don'ts in this message. You can't do this. You got to do that. You can't do this. You got to do that. And I said, I ain't never seen that. Where's that at? I said, when I become a Christian, I was glad. We was glad. When he said we was going to the house of God, praise God, I'm ready. I want to go. You had to drag me in. I'm not a goat now. If you're a goat, you got to be dragged in. You'll still work your way out sooner or later. But you know, hey, I was happy. David said, I was glad when they said, let us go to heaven. He wasn't glad when he got there. He didn't wait on the song leader, Brother Joseph, to pump us up.
That's right.
What are we, puppets? Sad though, brother. You go to places, man, you have to. I told him, I said, man, it's hard to pump water from a dry well. I tell you, if you ain't been praying, you ain't gonna get nothing out. No input, no output. Don't blame it on me. I'm gonna pump till I pass out. But there ain't no water coming out of your spout. That ain't my problem. I'm going to say, God, you need to plumb. You need to unplug some of these. It ain't my place to unplug you, to unclog you. It's my place to tell you what to do and who to go to. He said, come to me, all you weary and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. What other commission could he give us? He didn't say, all right, go down. Right, Aid. Talk to him. Go to Dr. So-and-so. That's good. I believe God uses doctors. But he said, come to me first. Come to me first.
That's right.
Hmm? Oh, my. That's all he wants. Come to me. God is ready for us. He's ready. He desires me and you. Look at Psalms 51, and then I'm going to close right here. Psalms 51. Amen. You still love the Lord? He said, don't be weary. Don't be weary. He said, don't let Satan wear you out. He's a liar. I like what my buddy said. He said he must grease his jaw every day because he's always running that mouth. I said, but that's his job. I just tune him out. Finally, his bearings start smoking and he has to go back and re-grease. That's the only relief you get from him. You just don't pay no attention to him. Or do like Brother Brown said. He said, I had a great meeting. I was riding down the road with Louise in my car. So he started telling me everything I ever did, what I was. I was a sinner. You know what I said? I told him, yeah, that's true. But I'm saved by grace. He said, since you want to tell me about all my mistakes, Satan, then let me tell you about your future. That's what we don't say. We don't resist him. So he started telling me, you're fixing to go to the lake of fire. You're going to be bound for. And he said, guess what? He didn't want to hear that. So what did he do? He left. You know why he stays around so long? Because we listen. And we agree with him. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yes, Satan. Oh, yeah. Oh, I feel terrible. I'm hard. Oh, my. I'm telling you. You know, like, oh, yes. I know what you. I know what you're going. Yeah, yeah. Nothing to go by hips. Nobody in the church loves you. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know.
Right.
Misery loves company. Right. I tell him, what? Did something say the wind blowing here? What'd you say? Oh, it wasn't in the word. Ah, it was just you, Satan. Go on. Get behind me.
Yeah.
Hey. Get behind me. Oh my, listen to this. Amen. Psalms 51, verse 12. Listen to this. This is where we need to come to the place that we can't let Satan steal the joy of our salvation.
Right.
And he can't take your salvation, but he can make it miserable being a Christian if you lose your joy. It's miserable because you're trying to serve God without being heartfelt. If it ain't heartfelt, it's just duty. I got to come to church. Like, wow, really? Man, you must still be Satan's slave then. I said, when I come to church, God, I'm glad. I got freedom. He said, the worship me in spirit and truth. He said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Hmm? And uphold me with thy free spirit. That's what it is when you got the joy of his salvation, then you can worship him in spirit and in truth. Your spirit's free. It's free to worship me, Brother Terry. That's what he wants. He said, I require that you worship me in spirit and in truth, not with your cart, with your heart. It's more than just an amen from the mouth. It has to be an amen life. Let's stand. Don't get weary. Don't let Satan wear you down. Don't let him tell you all these lies. He's never going to tell you the truth. What does weary mean? The Greek word for weary means disheartened. He wants you to get disheartened. Boy, this is so hard to serve the Lord. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It's hard. You can't do it. I said, yeah, I know I can't, but he's doing it. So just get out of my way, Satan. I'm coming. Like the old song says, if you can't help me, don't try to stop me. Get out of my way. Don't try to block me. I got a race to run, and I'm running by faith.
Right.
And at the finishing line, I'll see God's face. If you can't help me, get out of my way. Hebrews 10:23 said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith. Hold fast to it, Brother Donnie. Hold fast to it.
Right.
That's that pearl of great price.
Yes.
Our faith without wavering. I love this. It says, for he is faithful. That promise. Whew, hallelujah. Ain't you thankful? Don't be weary and well doing. He's not going to wear you out by making you go out there and do all these kinds of things. He's trying to wear you out doing good. He's trying to get you to try to do everything for everybody else and forget about doing what you really need to do. If you do what he do, if you stay in fellowship with him, then you'll be able to do things for other people. You'll be able to strengthen one another. But you can't strengthen him if you've lost your joy. If you've lost that free spirit, you can't help nobody. I'm a Christian, like Brother Jewel said. Wowzy, wow. When I remember I used to work with a guy, and I wasn't a Christian. He said, I'm a Christian. And man, he had such an attitude. I told him, I said, man, I already got that. I don't need that. Man, I'm trying to take pills and get away from that. I said, man, that's God. I don't want none of that. Man, he was so nasty. The guy had such an attitude. He was supposed to be a preacher. I thought, but see, Satan had to show him to me, try to keep me from getting in there. But you know what? One day God showed me a real man. A real man. A real man, Jesus Christ. Who loves me, cares for me. Loves me with all of his heart. Died for me. Paid the price for me. He didn't leave me owing a debt. And he paid a debt he didn't owe. He paid my debt. Let's bow our head. Who'll say, raise your hands this morning, say, God, help me not to be weary in well-doing. Yes. Father, it's hard, but Lord, I know you'll keep me. Keep me with joy and love in my heart for one another and for the sinner, God. Lord Jesus, Father, we're so thankful for this opportunity, Father. We're so thankful for your mercy and grace, Lord. Father, if you don't help us, Lord, we won't be able to make it. But we put all of our trust in you, Lord. Everything we have, we owe to you, Lord. Even the clothes on our back, you give them to us, Lord. Father, the food on our table, you give them to us, Lord. What because we was able to work is because you give us the ability to do it, Lord. Father, we're so thankful, Lord. Help us to praise you more than we've ever done. Help us to love you more than we've ever done. Help us to fellowship one another more than we ever have, Father. Don't ever let us lose that bond of love for one another, Lord. Because your servant said, you'll know that you're my disciples, that you have love one for another. Oh, God, help us, Lord, and strengthen us, Lord. Bless Brother Dale and Brother Wade as they travel, Lord. Bless, Lord, the ones that are sick and afflicted, Lord. Deliver the ones that's oppressed. Father, I pray you'd give a charge to those that are weary. Father, you're the one that charges us, God. I pray that we leave this church, Lord, this morning, this service, better than we came in. And Father, I believe you're that kind of God because you've come today and you spoke to us, Lord, in your own way. Lord, I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for the encouragement you brought us, Lord. Father, let us know, don't be weary. Just keep doing it. Keep serving me. Keep believing. Hold your head up. Lord, let us do that, Lord. Let us do it, Lord. And strengthen our faith, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. You love the Lord? Let Brother Terrence come. As Brother Terrence comes, I'd like to tell a little story about, remember they said old Davy Crockett, you know, every time they said he'd get up there and they asked old Davy, you know, he said, what are you doing grinning all the time? Why are you grinning at that bear, David? He said, I'm going to grin him down. And so, you know, that's what we need to do, Satan, just smile at him. Like the song says, smile a while and give your face a rest. Amen. It takes more to frown than it does to smile. Come, Brother Terrence. God bless you.
Give our brother a hand there. Enjoy that. We all pray that he gets some good rest because he's got another one to go at 2 o'clock. Go ahead, brother. We'll sing a song.
Let's sing that little chorus, Create in Me a Clean Heart.
Create in me a clean heart. And renew
at 2 o'clock. Pray for our brother. You're dismissed.
Created me a clean heart, oh God, and renew the right spirit.